My sister's dead body was carried slowly out of the house and through the village, followed by all of us. We could see the marshes and the sails of ships on the river. And there, in the churchyard, next to my unknown parents, my poor sister was laid quietly in the earth, while the birds sang and the clouds danced in the sky. Biddy, Joe and I felt better when all the guests had gone, and we had a quiet supper together. I decided to spend the night at the forge, which pleased Joe very much. I was pleased with myself for offering to do so. I waited until I found Biddy alone, then I said, "I suppose you won't be able to stay here now, will you, Biddy?"
"No, Mr. Pep. I'll stay in the village, but I'll still look after Mr. Gargery as much as I can."
"How are you going to live, Biddy?"
"If you want any money..." "I'm going to be the village school teacher," she said quickly, her cheeks pink. "I can earn my own money."
"Tell me, Biddy, how did my sister die?"
"She had been worse than usual, when one evening she said, very clearly, 'Joe.' And so I ran to the forge to fetch him. And she put her arms round his neck and laid her head on his shoulder, quite happy. Once she said, 'Sorry,' and once, 'Pep.' She never lifted her head up again. And an hour later, she died."
Biddy cried, and I cried too. "What happened to Orlick, Biddy?"
"He's still in the village. He doesn't work for Miss Havisham anymore. You know, he follows me sometimes.